Okay, can we get going again? Everything okay there, Bram? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get started with the second session.
好，我们来第二段的课程。
Now we're talking about the use of the word derech, which comes out in Hebrews 6:12.
好，我们现在来讲这个 derech 这个字，就是路径，它是在希伯来书六章十二节。
And the word way or path, even in English or in Chinese, it can mean many different things.
不管是中文或者是英文，这个所谓的道路、路径，它其实都可以代表很多的意义。
But generally, it implies going from one point in time or space to another place or another point of time.
一般来讲呢，就是从一个点。 到另外一个点，从地理上，好，在某一个时间，从一个点到另外一个点的一个过程。
But we also just saw from the definition in the Bible dictionary, its use is figurative as well, which means in terms of thinking. You know, your thinking is going from one point to another point, somewhere at a different kind of thinking, really.
而从我们的圣经来讲呢，它就用一种比喻，它等于是用道来说，从思维的这个点。
Now the context in Genesis chapter 6 verse 12 is relating to the way of mankind. It takes on the concept of genetics. There's a path of genetics which when a couple get married and they have children, they're passing on the line of humanity.
创世纪六章十二节所提到的这个道呢，它则在讲的是整个我们的基因。 从父母遗传到孩子到孙子到曾孙子这个整个的路径
In terms of humanity, that goes all the way from Adam and Eve and it will go all the way to the end of human history, to the last child is born.
所以呢，从人类的整个遗传来讲，它是从亚当夏娃开始，一直到我们最后的人类。
And also in the Bible, it mentions the path of salvation or the way to salvation is through Jesus Christ. So you have another line going from Adam down to Jesus Christ.
所以但是我们又知道就是我们整个的救恩呢其实是从亚当一直要传递到了耶稣基督的时候才能够让我们获取这个救恩嘛。所以这又是另外一个说法就是从亚当夏娃到耶稣基督的这整个遗传性的一个子嗣。
It's a genetic line. Literally, it's going from the parents to the next generation and then down and so forth. And we worked out one time, I think it was it 62 generations?
From Adam to Jesus Christ, I think. 也在这个是这个地方所提到的这个路径或道。Okay,
so that's the context of Genesis 6:12.
这就是我们六章十二节所要讲的重点。Okay,
but at the moment, I just want to give you some insight into other meanings of the use of the word derech in Scripture.
好，但我们现在呢，King还想要再跟大家再多说一些，就是这个道这个字在圣经里面的各种用法。One
reason that the flood took place as well was because the way of the thinking of people had got corrupted. If you remember, they corrupted their thinking and then they corrupted their flesh.
我们都知道会有大洪水把人类全部要扫除净的原因就是因为人类的思维跟人类的肉体都败坏了。
We see in Isaiah 55:8, as you can see on the screen now, that God has said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways. Now this is the word derech here. Nor your ways are my ways, says the Lord.
好，在这个以赛亚书55章第8节说，耶和华说，我的想法不是你们的想法，而我的道路也不是你们的道路，或你们的道路也不是我们的道路。You're
not reading from the Chinese?
Nor your ways my ways. But if you use the translation like that, then doesn't match way. It says plan, and
what?
Also says the action.
Oh, for goodness sake. Can we shoot the
So that's why I couldn't read that translation.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, the word derech, there's really only one way it should be translated, and that's ways. And
but
that
why
they,
it automatically says plan
because
and the action?
Because they're stupid. Okay, anyway, excuse me. Okay, and then it says in Isaiah 55:9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. See, he flipped it over.
Oh, 天堂是比地球高，我的道路也比你们的道路高，我的思维也比你们的思维。
And my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
好，所以我的思维也比你们的思维要高。
So it's very interesting here that we see the relationship between thoughts and the way.
所以呢，这边让我们看到那个关系啊，就是道路跟思维之间是有直接性的关系。
Now, if you have a way of doing something,This is going to take a little bit of time, so you have to be patient. We're going to have to sort of go around in circles a little bit.
好，我们现在要花一点时间来绕绕圈子哦，所以大家要有一点耐心来跟着一起走。
Okay, see, now God has a plan for your life, and let's say this is the destination point. And for us, remember we have problem-solving device number 10?
大家还记得哈，我们有这个解决问题的办法的第十个点，就是我们会最终会到达一个目标。
Okay, we've never really done all of the 10 problem-solving devices in a very deep manner. But number 10 was occupation with, and I'll just put LJC, that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们还从来没有机会啊，把这个所谓解决问题的方法那十个全部都很仔细的讲过，我们讲过其中几个，其中有一个我们讲过的就是第十个方法。这个第十个方法呢是什么呢？就是让耶稣基督 LJC 就是 Lord Jesus Christ 耶稣基督充满就是在我们的脑中。
Yeah. So really this is like the epitome, we say the highest point of the spiritual life is we consistently concentrate on the Lord Jesus Christ and thinking his thoughts.
好，这是我们这个属灵生活中的最高目标，就是怎么样呢？随时随地永远 都以耶稣基督定睛在耶稣基督身上，就是他充满着我们的思维。
And on the way there, yeah, we have all the other problem solving devices, of course. Your first point that you start off withis actually when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you get through these problem-solving devices, and ultimately this is your path from salvation to spiritual maturity.
所以呢，我们的人的一个属灵的成长，其实是从我们一开始的第一个点，就是当我们接受耶稣基督是我们的救主，我们得到救恩的那一刻起，我们呢一路往前在属灵生活成熟成熟成熟，我们的最终呢就是希望能够达到让随时随地耶稣基督都在我们的脑中是第一位，都完全的占据他的思维，都占据在我们脑中。
And this is your path. Okay, so I've got the word Derek here, and this is your path for the spiritual life. Is you're supposed to be somewhere along this way. You can say way as well.
所以呢，这边呢，我们就会说这一条路径就是从我们得到救恩到充满了耶稣基督在我们脑中的这个过程，我们就称为道，就是 way。
You have a starting point and you have a destination or a purpose or a goal.
所以呢，道是什么呢？就是有一个起始点跟你的最终的目标点。
This is God's path for you, or His way. We can use the word way again for your life.
然后这一条路径，这有起点跟目标点的这一条路径，就是神的道。
Now most people are saying, "Well, I'm here and I want to go here. I'll take the path of Buddhism, or I'll take the path of Islam, or I'll take the atheist way, and I'll just live life having fun, and then whatever happens, happens." You know, there's all these different paths.
Tim 在黑板上画的这些不同的路径哈，他有些人说，哦，我想要学习这个佛教的路径，就是说佛教的道，然后有些人是走这个穆斯林的道，有些人是说，哎，我要爱玩就玩，爱吃喝玩乐的这种无神主义的道，这些都可以称之为一条道。
But whatever path they take, eventually they're all going to end up going to the lake of fire. So it's as if these pathways are all leading to the same point.
但是呢，我们也了解，其他的这些道都是会最终会被带到 就是火湖里被烧死的结果。
And even for Christians, you know, people that believe in Jesus Christ, they do make it to this point. They believe in Jesus Christ, they get their salvation. But then often again, they'll go off on different paths. They don't understand that this is the objective here, and they don't know how to get to their objective.
而我们基督徒呢，当然都有了这个十字架这边的这个起点，但是这个起点呢，也不见得就让我们都理解我们将来希望的目标是在，应该说耶稣基督充满我心的那种感觉。所以你没有往那边走的时候话，你的那条路径也不会是到那个道，那就会是别的道，但是它的起点是都有救恩的起点。
Now, if they believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior, they can go on the my way highway, you remember that phrase, and it doesn't matter how much they fail in their spiritual life, they will still go to heaven because they've believed in Jesus.
而这个任何人如果从救恩的起点开始，他不管他后来怎么走，他将来一定是上天堂的。但是如果要属灵生命真正最成熟的话，是要往耶稣基督充满我心的状况去迈进。
But God does not want you as a Christian to walk the my way highway. He wants you to go His way.
而这个所谓其他的路径啊，就叫做 my way highway 的意思，就是说我的自己发明的高速公路。就是如果你要走我自己发明的高速公路的话，那也蛮辛苦的啦。所以当然我们是希望我们真正的是走神教我们的这一条道。
Yeah, so he's saying, nor my ways are your ways, or your ways are not my ways. He's talking about people that aren't following the plan.
所以这个以赛亚书55章第8节说，我的思维不是你的思维，而你们的道路不是我的道路。这个说法呢，其实就在讲的那些人是要虽然信了主，但是却要走自己的那个 my way highway， 就是我自己发明的高速公路。那这个我们可以好好的想一想。
Okay, now so this is talking about the way. Here we're emphasizing the word way or the path or the derrick as it were.
好，所以这个就是我们在解释所谓的道，也就是路径的概念。
If we're talking in military terms, that's what we call the strategy. Remember, the strategy is the overall plan. Okay.
然后我们现在再来回头讲这个所谓从军事的一些语言，哈。
And as Christians, that's what becomes our motivation actually for learning doctrine, is that we know where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be at this point where, in our thinking, we know the path. You can't fulfill the spiritual life if you don't know where you're supposed to be going, right? So it's very important for Christians to know the way they have to go.
所以我们既然是一个基督徒，我们也学习圣经，就是在学习这一条道，这条路径。But why you mention the strategy?
Well, because strategy is the long-term plan, but we have tactics, which is the short-term plan.
Okay.
And the tactics relates to the thinking. So you have the way, and then along the way you have thinking.And the thinking is the tactics.
And the strategy is?
The strategy is the goal. That's the long-term goal.
好，那现在他又在更进一步的听在讲的就是战术跟战略。也就是说在这条道上面，你的随时的一些小小的思维就可以称之为战术。好，那如果从整条道路的大的这个规划来讲呢，那就叫做战略。那所以不论是战略战术，我们都是希望能够有我们的目标。
Yeah, so this takes us back here. See, in Isaiah 55:8, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Now, the thoughts are what you're thinking constantly the whole time. But the way is the way that you're supposed to be going.
好，所以呢，在以赛亚书55章第8节说，我的想法不是你的想法。这个想法就很像是刚刚说的那种战术，就那种单一的一件事件的一个想法。而且呢，这边说，而且你的道呢，也不是我的道。那这个道呢，就是讲的是比较长期性的在看，有一个最终的方向的那个路径。
Okay, because through thinking, so you're developing your thinking in Bible class, and as your thinking is developing, you're clearly seeing the path that you have to go. So it's like two sides of the same coin.
好，所以呢，我们在上圣经课的时候呢，我们其实就逐渐的学习了一小块一小块的思维。 上这个耶稣教我们的思维模式，而这一小块一小块的思维模式呢，整个让我们看越学越理解这条道要通到哪里。所以思维跟道它其实是一个硬币的两面。
And at the same time, as you're clearly seeing your goal, now you can reorganize your thoughts to prioritize your life around that goal.
而当你非常清楚你的未来的目标，就是这条道通的位对远处的那个位置的时候，你也就会比较清楚你要怎么样的去重新的把你人生的一些优先次序调整符合这一条道。
At the beginning of class, in the first session, I mentioned how, you know, we have to learn how to be very focused and very disciplined in our thinking.
所以就像我们课一开始就在讲的是，我们必须要非常非常专注在我们的思维上。
And some people, and I'm talking about even unbelievers here, they can be very organized in their thinking and very focused on their goal.
有一些即使是非基督徒，他们都懂得要非常非常专注在他们的目标。
And maybe they want to succeed. They want to be the, they want to succeed in politics or in business or in their career.
像有些人他会非常非常的专注于他要在他的事业上的成功啊，或者是政治上的成功，或者是他商业上面的成功。
And they're very committed. They have a firm goal in their mind, and their priorities, their decisions, their thinking.It's completely organized around attaining this goal.
而因为呢，这些人他们有非常明确的目标，所以他非常的专注要达成那个目标，他就会把他的所有的生活、事业全部的次序都会以那个目标导向来做调整。那很多的这个他的等于一辈子的所有的事情，他都按照那个目标去整合他的优先次序。
So, you know, their thinking is very clear, but their goal is totally wrong in terms of God's plan, of course.
而这样的人呢，他非常的目标导向，他也很可能都会成功。问题是他所有的方法都对了，但是他的目标是错的。
But for us, you know, we understand through Bible studies what the goal is. And as we're learning about what the goal is, of course, you need to get your thoughts organized so that it's cohesive.
而我们基督徒因为已经有学习，我们非常了解我们的目标是什么了，但是我们有没有办法训练自己能够把自己的思维的每一个小思维都被整理成是能够对齐那个目标，而重新把优先次序调整好。
See, one of the personal problem solving devices that the Colonel organized was number six, and this is talking about your personal sense of destiny.
那在上校牧师呢，他的十个解决人生问题的方法里面的第六个方法呢，是你自我的命定，就你了不了解你的自我命定。你自己了不了解你的命定是什么？
See, this solves the problem of what's my purpose in life and what am I here for?
这个是所谓的解决问题方法的第六个，这个认识命定这件事情，它其实就是 ，sorry，
so, you know, what's your purpose in life?
是有关你人生的目的是什么？就是你来生而为人是为了什么？
And the purpose of your life, you know, we talk about getting occupation with Christ, obviously. But, you know, that's your motivation for everything. Your purpose in life is to be a witness in the angelic appeal trial.
而我们讲到说，我们希望整个基督充满我心，那是一个我们的最终的一个目标。所以那个目标它其实变成是我所有人生的学习或者任何的事业，任何的过程中的一个能够动机，你的最终的动机是这个。但是呢，你的我们的人的这个生而为人的理由是什么呢？我们上了这么长的课都在谈的就是我们要作为神的天使征战中的一个见证人。
So understanding what your purpose or your goal is in life, then you have to organize your thinking. Your individual decisions that you make and the motivations that you have, you know, these have to be along this way, along your path.
而当我们很清楚我们生而为人的一些理由跟目标和方向的时候，我们就会 比较清楚我们要在所有的小小小小大大的思维里面它的整个次序该怎么样的安排，然后这就变成是我们人生的这个道。
So correct thinking leads you to the correct destination.
因为正确的思维带着我们去正确的最终目的地。
And through that correct thinking, you develop an idea of what the correct destination is as well.
Sorry.
So, you know, because of correct thinking, you know the right destination, you're in the right way, you're going God's way and not your way.
而我们呢，平常如果就保持了正确的思维，我们也会比较容易看到我们那个远方的那个方向，目的地。
Okay, so you can't have one without the other.
所以这两者就是思维跟目的地，目的地跟思维都要正确，它是一体两面的，它不可能是哪一个对，另外一个错的，一定要同时发生的。
So you can understand why Isaiah writes in these two verses. So in Isaiah 55:8, he mentions the thoughts first and then the ways, and then in Isaiah 55:9, he swaps it around.
所以你就看得出来为什么以赛亚他要写55章第八节跟第九节，他这两个就是在写这个方向，就是说思维跟道，那反过来又讲道跟思维，它其实就是一体两面的事情。
Now for a more scientific way of looking at this, Joe Griffin talks about facilitating wheel tracks of righteousness. Okay, so now we're going to look at a scientific aspect.
好，我们现在还要再从比较科学的方式来解这个经。
Now the word facilitate, and this comes out of Psalms 23:3 as well. Facilitate means to do something over and over so it becomes like a habit.
这个也是从这个诗篇23节里面的所讲到的哈。那 facilitating,
but T-A-T-E, that's the present verb.
其实是促进啦，我只是觉得跟他讲的有点不一样，所以
因为他说好像养成一个习惯，
对。
Yeah, see, we have the noun facility, but that's really relating to something else. Like a facility can just be a place that you use, I guess.
Facilitating is like make it happen.
Yeah, that's right.
就促进这个字就是让它能够发生。
Okay, but eventually, if you're doing something often enough, and it can be in your thinking.Or even like exercising, it becomes a habit, so it becomes easier. So you're facilitating your path, you're developing a path or making a path.
好，所以这个反正就是怎么样可以让你在做一件事重复的做，它变成你的一个习惯，然后让它能够变成是一条道路径。
Yeah, for a lot of people, when they maybe they just leave school and now they enter the workforce, and then they have to wake up very early every morning. You know, they had a change of.What do you call it? Like a change of vocation, a change of a job or something. Now you've got to get up at 5 o'clock every morning. At first it's very difficult, but you know, after a while you facilitate that. It becomes a habit and it should become easier.
这个字的意思就是有点像说好，假设你从学校毕业了，然后你现在要去一个公司上班，那个班是要你早5点钟就要起床的，你一开始觉得很困难，但是因为你慢慢这样子练习之后，你就等于是有点像是把你自己都装备好了，你就可以把这件事情做得很容易。
Some people from a very young age have learned how to worry. See, worry is a big sin actually.And that's facilitated or developed from a very young age. Just give us a sec here. We're just having a look through this word as well. Actually, maybe we can take a break now. Let's take a break for 5 minutes, because when we come back, we'll have half an hour to the end. Would that be better?
好。
Okay, because I need to fix the sound here as well.
好，我们要修一下这个声音，所以我们休息5分钟。